Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We begin with the New York Mets as they go through this process yet again of trying to find themselves a new manager. And it's pretty remarkable that we are sitting here now on January the 21st and the Mets do not have a manager. But we saw what happened as the ripple effects of the Astros cheating scandal hit a variety of different teams. First hit Houston, A.J. Hinch, Jeff Luhnow, out. Then it hits the Boston Red Sox with Alex Cora. He's out. Last but not least, it was Carlos Beltran on Thursday. So the Mets are in this situation where they know they're pressed for time. They know the clock is ticking. They know that spring training and pitchers and catchers are basically, what, 3-4 weeks away? You got to finalize pretty quickly who the next guy is going to be. And let's just say, my issue with the Mets going back to the initial process in November and the process that we're seeing right now is the lack of experienced candidates not being a part of this list. At least in November, the Mets sat down and talked to Joe Girardi. They didn't land Joe Girardi. It turned out to be a major first guess, not a second guess. A first guess, not being able to seal the deal, not being able to bring him in, seeing him go to the Philadelphia Phillies. They end up with Carlos Beltran. Now he's out, and again we're hearing that an experienced choice, not a must for the New York Mets, which I find baffling to say the least. You're inside of 4 weeks before the start of the season. Wouldn't you want somebody in charge who's been there, who's done that, for a team that is of the win now mindset, for a team that's trying to improve upon what they did winning 85 plus games? That's what I would want if I were running a team. If I were ownership and I just got embarrassed by Beltran and I had to fire Beltran, I'm not messing around with another inexperienced choice. I understand that Rojas has connections to the organization. He knows the team well. He knows the players well. That's great. Has he managed before? Does he have the qualifications to be a successful big-time manager in baseball? I think the jury's out on that. He could be terrific. He could be awful. He could be somewhere in between. He's a risk. His performance as far as doing the job is a great unknown. Eduardo Perez, who is obviously a candidate in high demand because the Mets met with Eduardo Perez. The Astros now are meeting with Eduardo Perez, and he's well-regarded in the baseball community. He has been a bench coach and a hitting coach in the past. He spent a lot of time in the broadcast booth, and the Mets clearly liked him because they brought him in on a couple of different interviews before they hired Carlos Beltran. Is it going to turn out that Eduardo Perez is their guy? I like him more than Rojas, number one, but he still wouldn't be my ideal choice to get this gig. Again, the idea of hiring somebody with experience is what I'd be looking for. When I see candidates out there who have done the job and have done so at a high level, starting with Buck Showalter, whose resume speaks for itself, Yankees, one. Diamondbacks, one. Rangers, one. Orioles, one. You want to get on Buck for never winning a world championship? Okay. But he has improved upon every situation he's come in contact with. He is as well-respected as it gets. His management of the bullpen is top-notch. You are not going to have any questions about the day-to-day handling of a baseball team by bringing in Buck Showalter. Period, end of discussion. The other choice that is out there, who I love. Now, I don't love him nearly as much as Buck Showalter, but I think he is a proven winner. I think he's very likable. He's managed within the division, is Dusty Baker. And Dusty Baker has met with the Houston Astros, and I think he's dying to get back in. Got fired a couple of years ago, won back-to-back division titles. I know what the knock is on Dusty Baker. His teams don't get it done in October. But got a newsflash for you, folks. October in the Mets, we haven't been able to put that in a sentence for quite some time. What? Going all the way back to 2016 for one game. Or going back to 2015 when the Mets made it all the way to the World Series. Mets got to get into the dance. They got to get themselves into the tournament. Dusty Baker's done that with the Giants, with the Cubs, with the Cincinnati Reds, and oh yes, with the Washington Nationals. He's going to be great in that clubhouse. He's an easy guy to root for. He's not going to have any trouble handling the media. Dusty Baker wants the Met job. I'm all ears. Then you get to the third choice, who has experience, who is a quarter notch below, I think, the other two, in John Gibbons. But John Gibbons knows the New York Mets well. Okay, you like that. John Gibbons won a division title and made the playoffs twice with the Toronto Blue Jays. He can manage. He's a proven professional. These are three options that if I'm the Met brain trust, I'm saying, look, we're pressed for time. We need somebody who's done the job. We can't be messing around here. Let's get one of these guys in our building. Now, the report that came out earlier tonight, written by Mike Puma of the New York Post, had my head spinning. And the reason it had my head spinning is for a simple reason. According to this article, the Mets and their brain trust, led by the wonderful Brody Van Wagenen, believe that because of the presence of new owner Steve Cohen, who's ready to come in and spend and take names and kick ass and leave his mark on the franchise, because of the presence of Steve Cohen, he does not want it perceived that their initial search was a total farce and that the names that were on the initial search are not going to, dare I say, get this current job because they're afraid of how Steve Cohen could look at Brody and look at the decision makers. That's got to be quite possibly one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Because I don't know about you, if I'm Brody Van Wagenen, and I'm looking to keep this job for a while, and I'm looking to be a part of the Mets fabric for a while, wouldn't you want to impress the new owner by having a winning program in place? That's what I would want. What does it matter with the search come November? Who the hell cares? Guess what? Here is the simple answer Brody could give Steve Cohen. If indeed Steve was like, hey, Brody, how are you, pal? I'm wondering, why all of a sudden now are you bringing in guys like a Dusty Baker or a Buck Showalter that you weren't really that interested in back in November? It's a very simple answer for Brody. Stevie, our job has changed. We had to fire a manager a month before the start of spring training. We could not be in a position to roll the dice and take the chance on yet another choice without managerial experience. We could not go in that direction again. If I'm ownership, whether it's current ownership, whether it's the new ownership that will be here, hopefully if you're a Met fan, sooner rather than later, you listen to that and say, makes a lot of sense. Go do what you need to do. My fear for the Mets is that they are not going to go down the road of hiring an experienced managerial choice. So I think they're going to go in the direction of Rojas, or they're going to go in the direction of Eduardo Perez. And I'll be honest, folks, I have no idea if they could do the job or not. Do you want to take that risk again? Look at the National League East. You want to talk about a no-messing-around type of division? That's the NL East. The Atlanta Braves have won the division back-to-back years. Their team on paper, better than the Mets. The Nationals, who, yes, have said goodbye to Anthony Rendon, and they've had some changes, but they're coming off a year in which they won a World Series championship, beat the mighty Houston Astros, slayed the beast of the Los Angeles Dodgers. You're going to have to contend with them. Then the guy you could have hired in Philadelphia, and Mr. Joe Girardi, is going to have a chance to leave his mark on that Phillies team that adds Zach Wheeler, that adds Didi Gregorius, that has some talented pieces from last year's team. So when you put all of that together, yeah, the Mets have some pieces, quite frankly, you really like. DeGrom is one of those guys. Best pitcher in the division. Alonso coming off this spectacular rookie year. McNeil, Conforto, J.D. Davis. There are some elements of the Mets that I'm very encouraged about. But why would you want to go down the road of yet another inexperienced choice for a job that is screaming for an experienced manager? And the fact that because Steve Cohen is lurking, the Mets now feel totally hell-bent on sticking with their initial search, and they're fearful and they don't want to go down the road of changing the search process, bringing in flat-out better, experienced, more juicy candidates. That's the direction the Mets should be going in. If I own his team, I wouldn't think twice. I'd be on the phone with Buck Showalter. Buck, come in tomorrow. Let's talk. Dusty, come in on Friday. Let's talk. Get one of these guys in here who are dying to get back in the game. Dusty Baker is not going to come in and say, I want to run the whole kit and caboodle. You want to make that argument with Buck Showalter? You can do that. You can make the argument to me that Buck wants to have more say with personnel, and for what it's worth, I'm going to trust Buck Showalter and his opinion on baseball a heck of a lot more than I'm going to trust Brody Van Wagenen. I don't think I'm hallucinating by saying that. I don't think there's any Met fan on the planet right now who's listening to this show and is going to say, you know what, JJ? I believe in Brody more than I believe in a guy like Buck. But I understand that element could come into play, and that's why he may not get the job. Okay. But Dusty Baker is not going to have that same sort of say. He wants to manage. Period. End of discussion. He wants to be back in the game. You got a chance to get a proven winner. You got a chance to get a guy who turns programs around and, oh, by the way, has an axe to grind with the team that just won the World Series. Where do I sign? I'd be concerned if I'm a Met fan, hoping for an experienced choice. I would say at this point on, what, January the 21st, Mets are certainly leaning in a direction of inexperience. And for my money, after what they've just gone through with Carlos Beltran, that's a mistake.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.